MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Johan Els, Old Mutual Group Chief Economist. Johan, an exciting week for us monetary nerds, I suppose. We've got FOMC Wednesday, we've got MPC Thursday. Both are expected to cut. Our prime's been 11.75 since May 2023. But inflation's come down. I mean, we've got July CPI 4.6. We've got August due on Wednesday. It really is time. And I think the question has moved from will they to how big, perhaps?
Absolutely. Starting off with the FOMC Wednesday, I think that'll give us a good lead. Mm-hmm. I think the U.S. might cut by 50 basis points, given the risk of the U.S. economy slipping into recession and the fast slowing inflation there. But as you say, more exciting for us South Africans, what the Reserve Bank will do the next day. And I think conservative central bankers, like they are, I'm not complaining about that, that's good. They will likely only cut by 25 basis points. But that's a good start. It's, in my mind, perhaps overdue. We should have done that in July. Underlying inflation is slowing far faster than what the year-on-year rate suggests. So it is time, as you say. It is time.
You make the point in a note you put out that, you know, yes, there are concerns about inflation, but I mean, October could be sub 4% for our local inflation, which comes to the point, it really is time.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the petrol price decreases we've seen and still coming in October. And as you say, then I expect October inflation to be pretty close to 3.5, given the petrol price cut that's still coming. But some people might say, hang on, that's only petrol. But as I said earlier, this the underlying pace of inflation has slowed quite significantly in the shorter term. On that basis, headline inflation sits at 1.1% the last 3 months. And core inflation sits at 2.8, below 3% the last 3 months. And consumer inflation, especially, if you look at consumer goods, mm-hmm. the weighted average of clothing, footwear, furniture, appliances, vehicles, that's 2.6%. So it's not only petrol that forces headline down. There's absolutely no inflationary pressure at the moment.
So two questions. The first is, do we then perhaps get a 50-point cut in November?
Absolutely. That's my thinking exactly. Especially if by November, our meeting in November is late November, after the Fed's meeting. And if the Fed has then cut twice by 50 and 50, which mm-hmm. seems very probable, then with our own inflation sitting around 3.5%, I think there's some catch-up to be doing at that point, because clearly the Reserve Bank also sit with the evidence of fast slowing inflation expectations, mm-hmm. especially those expectations by trade unions. And under those circumstances, I think the Reserve Bank will be more comfortable to cut by 50 basis points then.
The other question was, I mean, the governor, and I take your point around cautious central bankers. It's what we want from a central banker, absolutely. Mm. He always refers to inflation risk is to the upside. Is that shifting where maybe the risk is actually to the downside, or is there more nuance?
It's not always clear cut, but I think if we look at what the Rand has been doing, if we look at what the oil price has been doing, food prices have also been relatively stable and food inflation has priced to the downside. I think the balance of risks in terms of inflation has shifted slightly to the downside, not even balanced to the downside. And you might argue that 2 years ahead, it might shift to the upside, which might be true because mm-hmm. consumer spending will likely get some potential boost from lower inflation, lower interest rates. But we're not there yet. At the moment, I think inflation risk has shifted quite markedly to the downside.
And then where does the Reserve Bank pause this? I mean, obviously, during the pandemic, we had prime as low as 7%. We're not going back to that, touch wood, assuming no more pandemics or anything. Where do you expect them to take prime down to in 2025?
Yeah, it's always data dependent. But the way I see things playing out at the moment, I think the Fed, that's going to cut perhaps more aggressively than what's priced into the market, will likely lead to a softer dollar mm-hmm. exchange rate, which will help the Rand. I see more potential for the Rand to strengthen a bit further. So that takes away more inflation risk. Under those circumstances, then, I think, let's say the Reserve Bank cuts 75 basis points for their last two meetings this year, mm-hmm. 25 and 50. I think there's room for another 50 to 75. So a total of perhaps 125 to 150 basis points of rate cuts in the cycle. Now, that is quite a bit of help to the consumer.
Yeah.
But as you say, they're not going back to those previous lows.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yet anyway.
And there's another issue. There's a lot of talk around how our MPC sort of can't really get too far away from the rates in the US, the currency risk, et cetera. If the Fed's being more aggressive, does that mean that potentially that gap between us and them will perhaps widen?
I think so, especially if you look at the rest of this year, let's say 100 to 125 for the Fed in cuts and only 75 for us. So already there you see some gap opening up. I think the Fed's got more to do next year. There's clearly quite a bit of a slowdown in the US economy coming, and then probability of slipping into recession becomes clearer. I'm not forecasting a recession, but you know, economics isn't an exact science. Yeah. So if you slow quite a bit, potential for slipping into recession. And the Fed doesn't want that. So I think the Fed is going to be slightly more aggressive. Mm-hmm. So, that gap is probably going to open up a bit, which is, again, good for the rand. Yeah. So the underlying position in SA, I think less risk going forward, that will help the rand, that will help inflation, that will help interest rates.
Yeah, and all of this helps consumers. Johan Elfs, Old Mutual Group Chief Economist, always appreciate the insights.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.